Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. Still to come in, I'll say, less than an hour. Can I just say that? You will have a shot at winning a pair of tickets to see The Who. The Who Hits Back 2022 Tour. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, special guest Stephen Page, formerly of Bare Naked Ladies. Rocktober 12th at United Center. You can get tickets today at Ticketmaster. I saw The Who several times. I love them. I was looking through some awesome pictures of Pete Townsend. There was one where he was jumping up in the air, and the guy we're talking to now took that picture. Paul Natkin, rock and roll photographer, local treasure, on the line with us. Hi, Paul.
Wow, local treasure.
You are totally.
That's exciting. I've made it.
You have. You know the picture I'm talking about. It's the, you know, Pete Townsend jumping up in the air, and you had to, what, go to two shows back to back and keep your eyes looking through that camera lens to catch that?
Well, yeah, he did it a lot, so it wasn't like that big a deal. I mean, it's just a matter of timing, and I have this theory that if somebody on stage climbs up on something, there's only two ways they could get down, and one way is going to look really cool and one way is not. So when somebody climbs up on the drum riser, more than likely they're going to jump, and you just have to be ready for it.
Well, all right. First of all, Paul Natkin's camera has been busy for the past four decades, and I was going to say if that camera could talk, but it does in the pictures that you take, and they're all in this new book, Natkin, The Moment of Truth.
Thank you.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't know which way to go, but it's in my Amazon cart right now. Should I buy it from you, or do you still get royalties if I get it through Amazon?
I'll get it through Amazon.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good either way. No problem.
Now, interesting story. I was reading about you a while ago, and your dad was a photographer and was with the Bulls. And then did you go with him to take some pictures? How did this all begin for you?
Well, he got a gig working for the Bulls, and he came home. I was a bum, college dropout bum, living at my parents' house, sitting on the couch all day watching TV, having no idea what I wanted to do with my life.
I'm surprised I didn't date you, because that's the type of guy I dated back then.
If you would have been around, we would have been dating.
All right, go ahead. Back to you.
So he came home. He went to this first Bulls game, and he came home and he told me this story. And the story involved four different parts. The first part was free parking.
Mm.
Second part was get into the game for free.
Mm.
Third part was go up to the press box and get a free hot meal. And the fourth part was get the best seats in the house.
Win, 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 and win.
To shoot the game, you have to be on the court. You have to be, like, right at the end of the court. And so I immediately said to him, like, that sounds great. Teach me photography. And he taught me photography by taking me to a Bulls game and handing a camera to me and say, point it this way and push this button. And all of a sudden, I found myself, before the game, standing courtside next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Jeez, that's pretty cool.
And anybody that knows me knows that I'm way, way, way shorter than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, would you come up to his ankle?
pretty much. And that's how I became a photographer.
Okay, and so what, the first show, somebody said, you know, go, was it Bonnie Raitt?
First concert I ever shot, I just snuck my way, not snuck, but I kind of like lied my way into a concert, and it was Bonnie Raitt at a place called Kahn Auditorium, which is on the Northwestern campus.
Uh-huh.
And I started to tell a lie to get in, and the guy looked at me, he says, oh, you're with the press, just go in and do whatever you want, just don't get on stage.
Okay, so you had no credentials. You just had the camera around your neck.
I looked like I belonged there.
That's all.
I kind of looked like I belonged there. And it was never that easy again, ever.
Well, I'm sure of it. And like someone starting today could never do that. But your passion, what do they always say? Do what you love and it's never working. You know, you won't work a day in your life, and just do what you love and follow your dream. And you did that. You just kind of talked your way in. And so it began.
Yeah.
What year was that?
1976.
Jeez, Lord.
And, you know, Bonnie Raitt had just started out. Like, I kind of had heard of her, but not really.
Yeah.
And you know, it went from there. And it was never that easy again. I then had to fight my way into concerts. I then met the guys from Jam Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a deal with them. A deal that nobody, I think, in the United States has ever made with a promoter, which was, I'll give you free pictures and you let me into all your concerts.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Paul Natkin. His camera has shot so many celebrities, rock gods, blues greats, everything. Rock and roll photographer, Paul Natkin. The book, Natkin, The Moment of Truth, available wherever you get your favorite books. And we'll continue talking with him next.
WGN.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. And we are chatting with, I'm going to say it again because he liked it so much, local treasure, Paul Natkin, his new book, Natkin, The Moment of Truth. You have taken photographs for Newsweek, Time, People, Rolling Stone, Cream, which they're bringing Cream back. Are you going to be giving some photos to them?
We're in discussion right now.
Oh, my God. You worked with Oprah for a while?
Yep. I've done a lot.
All right, Bruce Springsteen, you were there. You took photographs while he was filming his first video with Courtney Cox, Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah, I was invited up to Minneapolis to shoot the opening of his tour.
Jeez.
And the day before the tour started, they shot a video in an empty arena, and they gave me total access. I was able to just walk around, do whatever I wanted.
And
had no idea who Courtney Cox was. She was just this unknown model.
Yeah, no, nobody did back then.
I had lunch with her in catering, like, in the middle of the day, and she was just like this scared little girl from Alabama who was in her first acting job.
I wonder if she ever became successful.
Yeah, she did pretty good. I heard.
Who are some of your favorites that you just really loved taking photos of or hanging with backstage?
Well, obviously the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I've done a lot with them. I've done three tours with the Stones and two tours with Keith Richards.
Yeah.
He's my all-time favorite. Nicest guy on the planet.
See, you wonder about that because we see him and it's like, I wonder if he's nice, but he is, huh?
Yeah, he's the guy that, like, runs ahead and opens the door for everybody when you're walking out of the venue, you know, that kind of guy.
I know you don't probably want to name names, but is there someone that was difficult? I bet there were a lot of people.
Oh, well, not as many as you might think.
Really?
In my entire career, there's only two people that I don't get along with. And they're both in the book.
Okay.
One of them, they're both from this area, too. It's kind of interesting. One of them is a bald guy that's a guitar player in a Chicago band called the Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm.
And one of them is a guy from Indiana who sings about Jack and Diane.
Yeah. Huh.
Other than that, I get along with everybody.
And so you are still going to shows. See, I'm getting old and crotchety, and I know that's very lame, Paul. I went to see The Who. I have a pair of tickets to give away to see The Who. That was such a great show. I saw The Eagles. They did the Hotel California record, which was fantastic. I love going to shows, but it's the getting there that is a pain in the ass.
Well, it's the getting there. It's the parking.
Yeah.
It's the
people.
The driving through rush hour. And I don't do it so much anymore. I mean, I used to shoot 5 nights a week.
God, I don't know how you did that.
But I'm going to be 71 in a couple months. And it's really difficult to go out and drive somewhere and park and then get treated like total crap by a bunch of 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, it's just not that appealing to me anymore.
It's worth it if it's a band you love. And like I said, going to the United Center for the Eagles was fantastic. My husband and my sons went to see Roger Waters and loved that. If it's somebody you really love, and ticket prices are so high now, too. I mean, I can't just put a camera around my neck and say, you know, I'm helping Paul Natkin. Could you let me
probably,
in?
You probably could, but, you know, I don't know if it would work anymore. I've actually been around when people have said they were me and tried to get free passes at the box office.
Yeah, but the thing is, most everybody knew you, so there was no way that was going to work.
Right, but there were two separate times when I was standing right next to the guy when he walked up to the box office and said he was me.
What'd you do?
The girl in the box office knew who I was and pointed back at me and said, "Hey, you should meet that guy right behind you."
How embarrassing. What a jerk.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to get my hands on this. Natkin, The Moment of Truth. How many years in the making?
You mean how many years have I been shooting?
No, how long did it take for you to put this book together, and why didn't it come out sooner?
Well, the pandemic kind of changed things, but it took 3 years. Most of it done on Zoom calls.
Really?
Over the last 2 years. I mean, the layout and all the, you know, picking of the pictures and all that was all done during the pandemic.
What's the wildest photo you took? Like a weirdest pose or something?
There's too many to mention.
I would say,
you know, I used to photograph this band called the Plasmatics.
Wendy O. Williams.
And they used to blow up a car on stage. And they actually had a car built that had wires welded to the inside of all the parts. And they would assemble it every day on stage, and then they'd hit a button and it would explode and all the parts would go flying. But they only flew about 5 feet. But it was pretty scary to, you know, to think that if that door of that car like broke free, there would be people dying in the crowd.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
I used to shoot. I still shoot Alice Cooper whenever he comes to town, and he used to have a sword that he'd wave in the air, and blood would come out of the end of it. And if you weren't wearing a raincoat in the photo pit, you'd have to throw away all your clothes when you got home.
That's so gross. Rock and roll, man. That's what dreams are made of.
It was great. Ozzy Osbourne used to shoot a water gun at me and try to drown me in the pit just because he thought that was really funny. I didn't think it was so funny, but he thought it was funny.
Paul Natkin, you have had quite the life. I mean, you've worked very hard. Your photographs are amazing. Every picture does tell a story, and that's certainly true with you. Paul Natkin, the book is called Natkin, The Moment of Truth. As I said, it's in my Amazon cart right now, and if I'm cool to buy it, I'm going to hit buy now and check out.
No problem.
It's on sale, you know.
Exactly.
It's on sale at Amazon, and you are just a legend, and it's so great to talk to you, Paul. Good luck with the book, and please keep in touch with me.
You got it.
All right, Paul Natkin and The Moment of Truth. Really, it's only $40 right now on Amazon. It's a special. I don't know if there's a coupon or what. List price is $55, but $40, you can get it.